to Gaelic Football Now, and the Football Review Committee has recommended 6 amendments to the new rules. These new rules were brought in at the start of the year to speed up the game. With more, we're joined by our Gaelic Games correspondent, Marty Morrissey. Marty, can you remind us, first of all, I suppose, more on why these rules were needed?
Well, I think they were really needed, Carol, because the game of football had deteriorated into a defence-orientated game of strategy where we often had 15 players behind the ball and we were all bored to tears. And while we love Gaelic football and the way, certainly the way I was brought up with high fielding, long kicking at the ball, it is called football after all, as Pat Spillane always uses that when he's being interviewed on the Late Late or wherever. It is about football. And there was so much hand-passing and defensive strategies that eventually I think people just had to move on. And the Football Review Committee, to be fair, under Jim Gavin, have done a fine job. There's 7 rule enhancements, but overall there's 46 minute changes. And we're all a little bit bamboozled by it all, but I think we are getting there. But it is difficult for players and management because these were only brought in with that special Congress. We saw them at the interprovincials in November, December, and they've been brought in for the league campaign. So now there's further enhancements brought in by the Football Review Committee.
There was mixed reaction to the new rules when they were brought in.
Yeah, and I think that's fair enough that there'd be a hesitation. But I think overall, I have to say, there was a positive vibe. I mean, the crowds are coming back. I think there was a danger if the GAA didn't do something about Gaelic football that the game would have deteriorated even further. And it would have been, the answer would have been in the number of people going to games, because I think the attendances were dropping, and not alarmingly, but substantially. And it was primarily, and particularly when you have the game of hurling at a magnificent level at the moment, you compare the two, which I know are two different games, but there was huge enjoyment out of the hurling and there wasn't out of the football. So the feeling was overall the majority of GAA members felt that this was the right move. So a mixed initially, but I think overall, if I said 75-80% positive, I think that would be fair enough.
Okay, so what they're doing now is they're introducing a few amendments to those rules, which were quite complex. What happened last night and where does it go from here?
Well, last night, the Standing Rules Committee and the Cúisle Bainis D met, and they both approved of the tweaks that were now being made. Well, adjustments, I think, is a better word. But there's six in all. And it's primarily around the 3x3, which have now become 4x3, and the role of the goalkeeper. And the breach is now being proposed to become 4x3 in carrying, receiving, or intercepting the ball, or attempting to do it, is a free kick when the player crossed the ball line. There was a bit of flexibility, Carol, I won't go into all the details. There's a little bit more common sense and a little bit more flexibility. What is interesting is the fact that the Central Council meeting was to happen on the 29th of March. It was brought forward on the FRC's request to the 13th of March. It is now being brought forward to next Monday evening. And what that means is the Central Council, they're ultimately the governing body. And they approve, they give the stamp of approval to these adjustments being made. And the most significant thing in that meeting happening on Monday is that if they're approved, which I presume they will, then it gives the counties 2 matches in the Allianz Football League that's left to become used to it. I know it's very tight. It is very tight. And there's a lot of things happening. But the championship is only around the corner. There is no gap between the Allianz Football League completion and the start of the championship. So at least if the Central Council approve of these adjustments that Cúisle Bainis D and the Committee on Playing Rules approved last night, then they'll have 2 rounds of the league to experiment and understand and be ready for the championship. But it is very, very tight. And I think that's why some of the managers are a little bit frustrated, because it is very tight. But the FRC decided to bring in all these changes in one dramatic swoop. And we are where we are now.
Well, they'll be hoping that they have the recipe just right for some lively games ahead to keep people coming into the stadiums. Marty Morrissey, our Gaelic Games correspondent, thank you very much.